Thousands of schools across the country reopened this morning following the Christmas break, which saw record levels of overcrowding in our hospitals, as we've been reporting, and high levels of COVID and other respiratory illnesses in the community. The Chief Medical Officer, Professor Breda Smith, as a result, is urging parents to keep children away from the classroom if they're displaying new symptoms of illness. So what help is available to schools to navigate what could be some challenging weeks ahead? Well, we're joined now by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the
programme. Good afternoon, Brian.
Perhaps before we talk about schools, I might just get your reaction to what we've just been hearing there from Kieran Cannon. What do you make of an incident like this? And is it, you know, is it symbolic? Is it indicative of just a growing hostility and aggression towards politicians?
Well, I think in the first instance, it's a shocking incident. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And I can only imagine how traumatic it has been for both Kieran and for Anne. It should never have happened. I think it's appropriate to say as well that it is the exception rather than the norm. This is not normal behaviour. This does not happen at, you know, meetings engagements that we would have in general with the general public. And I think it's important to say that. But any instance of that nature is one incident too many. It's not acceptable. I know the matter has been discussed with an Garda Síochána, and it can be pursued in that manner. But again, just to acknowledge, particular sympathy both to Anne and Kieran. It is not acceptable. It is not the norm, and I certainly wouldn't like to see it becoming the norm going forward.
All right. Well, now turning to the situation in our schools, as we said, they're reopening today, but we have this appeal from the Chief Medical Officer for parents. If children are showing new symptoms of new illness, not to be sending them back to school this week. Is that a call that you support and endorse?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And if I could just at the outset just acknowledge as well, I'm mindful that, you know, today is a poignant day for so many Catholics across the country and indeed in our school communities. And I would like to extend my sympathy to our Archbishop Eamon Martin, Catholic Primate of All Ireland, and to our school communities as we mark the passing of Pope Emeritus Benedict. Mm-hmm. However, just in specifically in relation to the question that you posed in relation to the CMO, I absolutely support the advice that have been offered by the CMO. I think the school communities themselves recognise that, you know, right throughout COVID, we have very faithfully followed the advice and recommendation of public health, and it has served us very, very well. School communities have been so, so vigilant and have done excellent work on the ground right throughout COVID, really, in following that public health advice. And indeed, we have been very mindful now, even in the last while. We continue to have many infection prevention and control measures maintained and retained within our schools.
Well, what is the provision?
€50
million. Yeah, I'm just going to ask you about that, because in the term up to Christmas, there were resources available for deep cleaning, for PPE and so forth.
That's right.
What's the situation now with the forthcoming term?
And that continues. That continues, as you have referenced. €50 million has been made available in term one for hand sanitizer, PPE, enhanced cleaning regimes in our schools. And we continue to make that funding available.
Is that a further €50 million fresh funding?
Well, the funding will be on a pro rata basis. Some terms are that bit longer than others, but the similar amount of funding as required for the schools will be made available for term two in relation to all of those measures. And I have met with the CMO on a number of occasions, and officials from the department continue to engage on an ongoing basis, also with public health. And she has been very positive as regards the measures that we have in place. She's been very clear that no further measures are required in schools other than the advice that she has offered to parents, in particular where children might have, new onset flu-like symptoms.
Right. We're not going back to mask wearing,
children should be kept,
for example.
No, she has not advocated that. But I want to be very clear that if at any point, new recommendations are made, or that the CMO or public health make new recommendations or new asks of the department and our schools, we obviously will follow that. But, we are consistently in cooperation with public health. And at this point, the CMO is very satisfied with the measures that are in place in our schools.
Can I just ask you about school provision for Ukrainian children, the refugee children who have been coming here in recent months? Now, I think you pointed out there are a significant number of vacant spaces at primary level, 50,000. So it's a sizable number of places that are available, but the issue seems to be that they're not always matched to where these children are living.
Yes, that is correct. Look, I suppose in the first instance, I want to acknowledge the enormous credit that is due to our school communities. You know, we have at this point almost 14,000 Ukrainian students very happily placed in our schools, and schools doing so much positive work to, you know, make provision for them. Yeah. You're correct. We have capacity in and around 50,000 places available at primary school, in and around 20,000 places at post-primary. And it is a challenge for us insofar as, you know, we are working closely with the Department of Children, where we are advocating, if at all possible, that their accommodation availability could be matched with our availability in terms of school places.
Might schools, for example, have to look at splitting the school day to accommodate numbers that can't be, you know, be brought in one sitting, as it were?
Well, I think it's important to say that up to this point, we have very successfully, and our school communities have very successfully managed to provide places in existing capacity within our schools. And we are hopeful and determined, if at all possible, that that's the way it will be going forward. But we will, of course, we do have contingency plans. We will look at all other measures that need to be put in place going forward. But it is a significant capacity to say that we have 50,000 places at primary level and 20,000 places at post-primary. So really, I suppose, if at all possible, we are working closely with the Department of Children to ensure that they could avail of those places in the first instance, and if not, then we will put in place the contingency measures that need to be put in place.
Very good. Minister of Education, Norma Foley, thanks for talking to us. After the break, we'll be getting the latest on the hospital trolley situation.